And now this is a dictation. For Claudette, Claudette, Fanning, Fanning, July 6, 39, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, MURRAY, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mrs. Fanning, advanced renal failure, smoldering multiple myeloma, anemia, hypertension, prior elevated calcium. Last visit in November, comes accompanied with daughter. A syncopal episode, three opportunities requiring hospital admission with negative workup. Was on rehabilitation, now home, uses a walker. Persistent weakness, tiredness, and difficulty breathing. Uses CPA machine at night without any oxygen. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Some frequency in the urine, but no cloudiness of blood. Has nocturia and incontinence, which is chronic. A stable edema. No chest pain palpitation. A loop recorder has been placed to assess for arrhythmia that might explain the syncope. There has been weight loss from 230 down to 208. And recently, since being home, has increased weight edema up to 226. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the high dose of Norvasc 10 milligrams for her rheumatoid arthritis, remains on methotrexate plaquenil, on nitrates, cholesterol management, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Present weight 226, blood pressure 139.68 by nurse. Bilateral JVD, lungs, however, are clear. No pericardial rap, appears regular as systolic murmur. Obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no peritonitis. 3-4 plus edema bilateral. No cellulitis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. March, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline for a GFR of 29 to stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a low albumin, corrected calcium high, around 10.7, normal phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelet, worsening anemia, hemoglobin down to 8.7 with an MCB 106.5. Low platelets at 123. I review the note from the recent syncope. Electroencephalogram negative for seizures. Workup for arrhythmia at the time in the hospital was sinus rhythm. There has been apparently documented pulses in the past, although they were very infrequent. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis and there was no deep vein thrombosis. There have been problems of confusion and memory. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, no uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, smoldering multiple myeloma, worsening anemia, has low platelets and macrocytosis, macro, M-A-C-R, macrocytosis, follows with hematology, Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, to be seen on the next few days. We can do EPO if hematology agrees. Next number, increased weight, edema, blood pressure. We talk about potential diuretics, but she already has significant frequency in nocturia and incontinence. This could be also related to the norovirus. We can change it. At this moment, she doesn't want to do that. They will keep me posted. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis on methotrexate that might explain also anemia and macrocytosis as well as plaque veneer. Next number, anticoagulated from prior pulmonary embolism. Next number, blood pressure acceptable. Next number, low albumin, multifactorial. I don't have any updated urine for proteinuria or nephrotic syndrome. All issues discussed with the patient and her daughter, which is at present in the office. Come back in 4 months